The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Others are talking, we're rocking. It's Wednesday, the 13th of October morning, 2021. Thanks for being here. And outside, it's cold, or at least chilly. It's going to be sunny today, 62 degrees. And then tomorrow, here she comes, rain showers developing and 53, and then maybe snow on Friday morning. That's like, to me, it's like, yeah, clearing and cold. And then we'll see what happens. We're trying to make a motorcycle day out of Saturday, but we'll see. And then 73 on Sunday. So here it is, and we're talking about it. I, last night, because I've been reading so much on the internet about Dave Chappelle and his performance on Netflix that's angered up so many politically correct social justice people. So last night, not with any family members, we were just talking about it because it would be embarrassing, even though, like, watching it with my son would be okay, but watching it with my daughter would probably be, you know, because, how around your kids, and even though they're adults, you know, kind of get. It is an amazing performance, and have you seen it? And I want to get your thoughts. It's Chappelle's last show on Netflix, and there isn't anybody that he doesn't go after. And I said, and he's brilliant. I mean, he's way smart, and his performance, he does it in stories, and it's just killer, and there isn't anybody that escapes. And I said to Tommy, and we're old guys, and do you think Don Rickles could work today? Do you think Don Rickles could go out and work today, especially most to watch him on Carson? And I love the guy. Red Fox goes without saying. Red Fox, could he work today? An early Eddie, Richard Pryor, who was probably, in my estimation, you know, the probably watching Richard Pryor work. I don't know if there's anybody funnier than Richard Pryor. Chappelle's close, if maybe there's some moments where he transcends Pryor. And where Ty was talking earlier that there was a guy in my young manhood by the name of Lenny Bruce. And a book was written about Lenny Bruce. It's entitled Dirty Mouth, The Life and Times of Lenny Bruce, which I recommend to people about Lenny Bruce. And then the other question is, we had Rob Nadelson, who's a scholar, and used that term, and he's one of my favorite people. He's very bright, really, really bright guy. And then David Horowitz was with us yesterday and bringing up the questions on is there a civil war pending? And yesterday I had a two-hour lunch with Chuck Monowell. We just sat and talked about so many different things. And this came up, and Republican Party came up, and the sort of what's next stuff. So I thought I'm going to bring this to the radio show. And is it really possible that this country could face the possibility of a civil war in the near future? And so I found, the internet is like, it's like the place to go. But I found a Zogby poll. I looked at poll data, which is in and of itself, right? 2021 National Survey by John Zogby, which Zogby's a pretty good house. And the plurality of Americans, 46% of us believe a future civil war is likely. 43% said unlikely, 11% weren't sure. And then they take and they bring it down to war seems more likely to younger people, which I thought was really interesting, given, everything we watched happen in the streets last summer. And 53% of younger people rather than older people, and residing in the South, 49%, Great Lakes, Central America, central part of the United States, 48%, East Coast, 39%. And they found this quote. Madison C-A-W, Cawthorn of North Carolina, making a false claim regarding election integrity, which is the broken record of talk radio. If our election systems continue to be rigged, then we're going to lead one place, and that's bloodshed, and there's nothing that goes on from there. And that's the frightening part about the big lie or the big cry is where it's going to lead. But then I looked at what people were talking about. It was racial equality, gun control, abortion, election legitimacy, climate change, vaxes, masks, and the list goes on. And I personally believe we're seeing a border war. But then we're talking about Texas outlawing abortion and this, you know, Roe v. Wade, which I think was 73, and everything that goes with that. So it's the question to you. We have some good calls this morning. 303-696-1971. Lines are wide open. Gino Campana's on. Another challenger for Bennett's seat, another Republican. George Anthosopoulos comes on. Glenn Beaton's on the show. And the ballots have dropped or are dropping. And in Denver, Colorado, if there's a drumbeat that we can talk about, it's defeating. It's on your ballot. It's ballot measure 2B, sales tax to fund housing and homeless services. If, and I said this to Chuck, we were talking about it, I said, if this can be defeated, there's a chance. This is the canary in the mine shaft, you know, and the miners would take canaries. I always heard that story when I was a kid, and it was true. And well, Western Pennsylvania, I grew up with a lot of coal mines. A lot of my friends' dads were coal miners. And back before there was a thing called mine safety, I had friends, their dads worked at mine safety too. And so they would take canaries into coal mines. And canaries were so susceptible to the gas, the mine gas, that they always kept an eye on a canary. And if they looked over in a canary and the canary's dead in the cage, they got out of there. And it was way, 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 you know, prior to something that was called mine safety, that coal miners, again, the union brings it about. John L. Lewis brings it about, my favorite American, John L. Lewis. And they bring about safety for the men, the union for the men working in coal mines. But they would legitimately take canaries in with them and watch them. And so this is the canary in the mine shaft. And it is just open-ended, unbelievable spending to end homelessness. And they don't say end homelessness. This is how crafty they are to exit, for these people to exit homelessness. Well, that's a lie. All of this will just keep people where they were and are. And I've said this before, the challenge, I can end homelessness. Try me. You've got the power. I can do it. I could end homelessness. I'll make everybody mad. Like, we don't do that now, right? Like, we don't make everybody mad now. Right. I could end it. I could end it. I could end it now. And I could end it by shutting all of this stuff off and see what people do and see what you say. I'm not going to take care of you. Do for me. This is what the John, remember, this is from the man who said, not only don't I want to be the senator, I'd make a bad one. So today I am one. John Hickenlooper. All right, 303-696-1971. Phones are lining up. Kaplis' law firm. My good friend, the law offices of Danny Kaplis. The guys are the best of the best. Thousands of innocent people are killed and injured in truck accidents, car accidents, motorcycle accidents every year. Danny has this long, successful track record in cases against the trucking industry. The largest jury verdict in truck accident case history, $25 million. He's the man. We went through some stuff with our family, and Danny, I'm telling you, man, I say this all the time, it was like 9 o'clock at night, and he would call. You all right? And that stuff was, won me over. Numerous multimillion-dollar out-of-court settlements. He's a serious good man. He's just a good man. Righteous cases on a percentage-free basis do the good for all people of all walks of life. If you need an answer, here's a question. Call a man up, 303-907-5003, 303-907-5003. 303-907-5003. Hit Dan Kaplis. Danny's last name is C-A-P-L-I-S, KaplisLaw.com. All right, here we go. We start with Rick on one. Rick, you're on the show. Good morning.
Well, John L. Lewis, he's a pretty beneficent guy, don't you think?
He was my guy. Loved John L.
Well, everybody did. I mean,
they didn't. Harry Truman didn't like him, but yes.
Well, it seemed like just in a general middle-class type of household. Is a result of it. Over the years following all the big struggles that people had, he had a pretty beneficent attitude towards mainstream type people. Guys, it seemed like indicated a harmony and something beneficent about the guy. But today, look, now they're trying, it was in the paper yesterday, they want to look into people's bank accounts. I mean,
what's your topic? Because you just jumped three times on me.
Well, just the attitude of the, whatever you want to call it, the liberals today is, I don't think they're very forgiving, or I don't think they really they want to get even with Republicans. I mean, they've got beefs and resentments that, I mean, what is worse than looking into people's private finances? And they think they got the right to do it.
Settle in on one thing that we can talk about, please. I'm not giving you a hard time. I just don't know where you're going.
Just that the atmosphere potentially is pretty
fiercely
anti-Republican, anti-conservative, anti... Huh?
Is this towards the Civil War, or...?
Kind of, in a way. Okay, it's just the attitudes of the establishment. I mean, look how aggressive they are about getting shots, and they want control over people.
Well, the shot is, in and of itself, that's a separate one, but the mandate is what you're talking about.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. I mean...
But just the atmosphere, I don't know. It just seems like the Democrats are hateful.
You know, there's an interesting survey about what people think of each other. And it was done at the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Would you be surprised that both sides hate each other? This is part of what we're talking about, if there's a pending war.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what you... Sure, that's what we consider now,
So they divide this into percentages who at least somewhat agree, percentages who agree strongly. Every question seems they have one column called Biden voters and one column called Trump voters. And almost on the same, like, for instance, they come to a view the other party as representing a clear and present danger to the American democracy. 80% of Biden voters believe that about Trump voters. 84% of Trump voters believe that about Biden voters. See where this is headed.
I think there's better reason to believe that Democrats...
Well, no, but that doesn't matter. I mean, what you're trying to believe doesn't matter. What I'm saying is this is the stuff that's edgy that takes you to this bad place.
Right.
And this is media, and this is how they look at it. Media, conservative, mainstream, you can divide it up into... The conservative or / mainstream media might as well be part of the Republican and or Democratic Party. 77% of Biden voters believe that the conservative media is an arm of the Trumps. 88% of Trump voters believe that the mainstream media is part of the Democratic Biden Party. It's called the looking glass.
But I believe a lot of voters beside people just are sold on Trump believe that. Yeah.
Well, again, but belief is the most powerful force.
Well, I don't mean to use belief, but I think it's correct. They agree with it.
Then that's the answer. I mean,
Trump is just people. He's a swaggerer, kind of can get his way, and Republicans feel confident about him. Some of them, but really, the man and anything else. I mean, a lot of things you wouldn't trust about him if he got total power.
Well,
but at least he can make some headway against it. Seemingly. Maybe not now, but years ago he did.
Yeah. And so now
it's a kind of a question mark, but yeah. You just got to keep that. It's impressive to me. People like Mr. Horowitz are inspirational.
Yeah, sure.
It's sort of good to help hear people one way or another trying to do things that do matter here. It is a crucial time.
Well, that's the question. Are we headed there?
Well, who knows? It'll hopefully it balances out. That's all.
Well, no, hopefully, remember my father talked
just
about
belief and everything.
Right, yeah.
I know, but
it doesn't mean that it will.
No, I know. Well, anyway, thanks a lot.
All right, man. 303-696-1971. These people always say goodbye to me. This was on October the 5th. For a show that doesn't do this or talk about this, this says goodbye. Said goodbye at 10 minutes after the hour 5 on October the 5th. This morning, I tried one more time to listen to your radio program. As per usual, within 30 seconds, you had to mention the big lie. Your tagline, big lie, I'm tired of talking about it. Bye. That was 5:09 a.m. So, in and out the window. We're just talking about, are we headed to another civil war? And Nadelson and Horowitz both believe it's coming. And the issues that I looked last night, and the big cry was part of the issue. So, I mean, if you don't like it, hey, play. If you're hurt, play hard. 710 KNUS 62 will be the high. And is anybody else, and I'm sure because of the overwhelming ratings numbers, watch Dave Chappelle? And I guess I'm recommending seeing. He's brilliant. I mean, he's absolutely brilliant. And he takes on everything. There's nobody that gets a gets a cut from Dave Chappelle. And he says he's in Detroit, he's doing stand-up, and he said, this is my last one. And I didn't realize until I went on the internet and read how much he's been hammered by political correct, social justice people, the trans community, all those kinds of things. And he just laces. I mean, he just takes people on. There's no holds barred. And if you've seen it, I mean, it's amazing. And it's performance art. He is a performance artist. And I got that. And I said, man, this guy is. And then he does a mic drop in the end about a story about a friend of his. And it's staggering. I mean, it really is powerful. And so I thought to myself, and I mentioned it in the open of the hour, could any of the people that you thought were funny work today? Political correctness, social justice, cancel culture have destroyed so much in this country. They've destroyed so much in this country. And Chappelle, and now there are people standing up and going, screw you. You know, and it's going to come. It has to come. Because these people, remember, social justice is, it's Marxist. It's you know, it's totalitarian, maybe that's a better way to say it. And I will pick and choose what you can read, and I can pick and choose what you can watch and see and listen to. And I read a piece where people want Netflix to take that down. They want Chappelle to be taken off. And Netflix says, you know, it's a hit show. We're not going to pull it down. But, you know, the things that we talked about, Rickles. Did you ever go up on Rickles? All right, if you haven't taken advantage of these low mortgage rates, now's the time. They're not going to be here much longer. The Fed said so. Aunt Janet Yellen has said so. Every day that passes, you know what's going to happen. And we're seeing the risk of higher rates. It's going to cost you money. We're in an inflationary period, so please find out what your options are and get a free mortgage review, no obligation whatsoever. Call our friends at American Financing. You're likely to save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars long term. Lock into a low rate now before they're gone. Pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. I trusted them. They really did the job. Just terrific. Now, because it could change, lock it in. Call American now. American Financing, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. These are our guys. Online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We go to Jim. Jim, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
And
I've thought about this for a while, and actually somebody I work with has mentioned it before about the Civil War. I mean, we're talking 10 years, you know, because or longer. And this issue, that issue, but it's getting so convoluted and complicated with so many issues, I just don't see any one or two directions. It would have to be five sides or six sides.
One of the things that I thought about last night was the terrible American Civil War was regional. It was the North versus the South. There was There were no free states that fought for the Confederacy, and there were no slave states that fought for the Union, but it was geographical. I don't think this is and again, play out the hand, right? If this were to happen, where would Colorado be? Because it's a blue state. We're a blue state.
I kind of think we've been seeing it with the, downtown messaging and, inner city fighting, outer rural areas just sitting back scratching their heads.
I believe that I think that's good. Again, the late 20s, in especially in Germany, were a battle for the streets. Who was going to control the streets, the communists or the brown shirts? The SA and the communists, so they battled for the streets. And we did have a moment like that, and that guy got murdered. Tex Keltner got murdered, shot in the head by that guy working for Channel 9.
Correct. And that story just seems to keep getting
pushed away.
Undermined.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, absolutely,
because
of the powers above.
Sure. You cover what you want to cover. Sure, of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Also, on the comedian front, I always loved Don Rickles.
Love Rickles.
And I just been saying for a long time he would not be allowed to be on the late show with Jimmy Kimmel or even Red Fox.
No, so, Red Fox. Woo. love Red Fox.
Red Fox held it back. you know, I guess in his.
But, Red Fox in a club. Red Fox versus when he was in Sanford and Son and those. But Red Fox in clubs. Now, I never saw Red Fox live, but.
I hadn't either, but I heard.
Oh, man. Yeah. And Rickles. Rickles.
Awesome.
As funny as he was, I guess, on a Carson show, if you saw, and I never saw him live, but I guess live, Take It Times 10. Have you seen Chappelle? Have you seen this Chappelle show?
I haven't since the last time you put out a tape or DVD.
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. I do like him. I like his NFL moments in the bar.
Man. Oh man, all that stuff. But he, yeah. I mean, there. I got to tell you something. He even said, this is my last. And he keeps pausing. He doesn't mind. So I'm going to take it there.
Like on the old Cheers show, they said that when Frazier kept messing with the women and they kept dumping him, when you swing at a soccer ball and miss it, call it a Frazier crane. No one wants to be called a Gruden.
No, you're right. And that's only the beginning. How many hundreds of thousands of those emails did they get? And there's people that I read, they said, this is just the tip of the spear. But that's, I have a friend who played.
You're letting the inmates run the facility.
This is what cancel culture is doing, and that's why you got to see Chappelle. He's get ready. It isn't like I'm recommending you watch it, but at the same time saying if you can be offended, don't watch it because he's people will turn him off.
Yeah.
But other
and
people
think back when the Simpsons, the people were so upset with the Simpsons.
The Bunkers. Archie.
Yeah.
Remember Archie, man. It's like
even more better.
Yeah. My brothers always said when my dad was alive and they watched All in the Family, that when Archie laughed, my dad laughed.
Yeah. So true.
And he said, the old man.
All right.
You take care. Well, thanks, man. Good call.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
303-696-1971. 21 after the hour. Have you seen Chappelle work? Have you seen this? It's emotional. And it's not pretty. But he takes on the culture warriors and the cancel culture. And I didn't realize how after him they've been. And he brings up J.K. Rowling, and she wrote Harry Potter. And now she's been destroyed by these same people that are after him. And I guess I had come across that but didn't know it. Are you concerned about the ongoing homelessness problem? If I told you could have an impact on the homeless situation right here in Colorado, donating a used vehicle. Step Denver, this ties into 2B. Step's been helping men since 1983. I've seen how it works. This is where it works and how it works. Cote knew how to change it. These idiots in this city, if this 2B thing comes through, it's gangbusters. It's over. The consequences of addiction, rebuilding their lives, sobriety. Remember, the number one thing is sobriety. Number two is work. Number one, sobriety. Number two, work and accountability. It's a three-legged stool. Take one. The other two drop. Step Denver does not take government funding. They count on people like you. I'm gratified to know 710 listeners have donated all these vehicles, cars, bikes, motorcycles, RVs, boats. The sale of vehicles gives guys in desperate situations an opportunity to enter the Step program, get a chance to turn their lives around. Cars and trucks, motorcycles, RVs, contact boats. Contact Vincent, 303-296-9020. If you can't get it there, they'll come and get it toe-free. 303-296-9020, visit stepdenver.org. 303-296-9020, visit stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org. Wow. Dave Chappelle, I watched it last night on Netflix, and it's Wednesday morning, October the 13th, sunny today, and then here comes some weather. We go to Nick on one. Nick, thanks, man. You're on a radio show.
Oh, hey, Peter. Thank you very much. Listen, I want to say I watched the Chappelle show as well.
Wow.
My wife was the one that really wanted to watch it. I'm not that familiar with him, which is strange, I know. But the first word out of my mouth was brilliant. And the second word was fearless.
Yeah.
The guy's fearless.
Yeah.
And it almost sort of harkens back to the comedians from the past that could, like you mentioned, Don Rickles, Richard Pryor. And you really thought in today's climate, we'd never hear anybody like this again, right?
I agree.
And good for Netflix for not caving to the pressure And I mean, yeah, everything you've said about the show, just amazing, incredible, brilliant, unbelievable performance. His delivery, the way he tells stories, unbelievable. Yeah, so anyway, I wanted to
share
that.
There were guys that, you know, like that were Godfrey Cambridge and a couple out of those guys that were, they took on racism back in the late 50s, early 60s, and they were stand-ups.
Yeah.
I never saw Lenny Bruce perform. I never saw any of those people perform just because of how I grew up. But
yeah.
There's a book called Dirty Mouth, and it's about Lenny Bruce, what Lenny Bruce was getting arrested for. I mean, you think about that.
Wow.
And everything went to ground. I mean, it just, and then this guy, and I've seen Chappelle before, but he's brilliant. He used the term performance art, and I've kind of always kind of shunned that, but it's exactly what it was.
Oh, absolutely agree with you. I didn't really, because I'm not that familiar with him, I didn't know what to expect, and it was really, it was amazing, honestly.
Yeah, and he doesn't get away with it because what's happened to him, he's talked about what's happened to him, but he's incredibly brave. And
yeah,
he just, and you're thinking to yourself, knowing a little bit about taking heat, you know, just on the end of a, you know, small radio show in the morning, you can tell a lot of stuff gets dangerous, and he admits it.
Yeah.
He says, yeah. You know, and I've, you know, what we've witnessed here for 10 months has been, you know, kind of like a nothing burger compared to that, but it's real.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, I think about that as well, your show and, you know, things that you stand up for, which in fact is also pretty fearless when you think about
it. My view of the world is truth is a terrible swift sword, and truth really does do the job, and eventually it will out. Truth will out, and all the things that we, I think that Bill and I have stood for, and you can see them now with the demise of all the insanity of Linwood and the Kraken, and the wheels have come off. And
right,
but it won't matter. This is the religious moment, and I think it's the same thing. That what Chappelle's talking about is this belief system. I never knew about a TARF was until last night. Now, did you know that term? Because I didn't know that term.
No,
And
never heard of it.
The final one, I was telling Billy about it, about when he befriends the transsexual comic and how I was floored by that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It was amazing.
It's a suicide. And
yeah. Jumped off a building. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And then
so sad.
But he does that gangster thing, you know, and I just thought, you know, I don't think we'd ever get an interview, and, you know, you'd have to keep your finger on the delay, but.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's guys like that, you know, like you knew coming in what to expect. And I'm glad you saw it. I mean, and I'm not telling people to go and see it because I think, was there a part of it that offended you?
No, I mean, no, it wasn't. I mean, we're all adults, right, Peter? I mean, you know, we've all lived a long time, some longer than others, right? And I mean, you know, look, I wasn't offended. I mean, I can understand how people who are sensitive may shy away.
But they've been made that way. They've been made that way.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. You don't want to watch it with your kids. And I agree. I would not want to watch it with my daughter. You know, I mean, I could, but you know, she's 31, but it would be a little weird. I think if you know that going into it and, just get ready, you know, just get ready for the ride. I mean, you know,
again, we're talking about Netflix. It's Dave Chappelle. And it's called The Closer because that's his last one. He's closing out.
Damn.
And,
incredible.
Yeah. And it's like, but once again, and the reactions to this radio show every morning that I just decided, hey, just read them on the air. And,
yeah.
You know, 7 out of 10 of them I can. And there's 3 out of every 10 you can't read on the air. But that's kind of what he did. He takes, okay, screw you. You want to do it? Here it is, you know. And he takes on all comers.
Yep.
And I loved him. I when I shut that off last night, when it ended, and then do the credit roll and they show all the pictures and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
And,
yeah.
And you wanted to say, do some, you know, like, what's the old vaudeville thing? Leave them wanting more. Yeah. You know, you never fulfill the act. You always want people to want more of your act, and they'll come back and see it. And that's what I thought about. I said, man, I want to do some more here.
Yeah, right, right. I 100% agree with you, 100%. He's on that Letterman's got this thing on Netflix, you know, and he had Chappelle on there, and I wasn't sure what I thought about him because he wasn't doing a routine. He was just being interviewed. Right. But it was interesting, and he lives in a place called Yellow Springs, Ohio.
He owns a farm. You ever see the one where people are walking across? This is another Chappelle. But the people are walking across his land, and he goes, I need a gun. he's the black guy going to buy the gun. It's hilarious. And then they get into, well, what kind of a gun, you know? And the gun dealer, you know, tells him about getting guns and stuff. And it's like, you know, how he always turns his head and looks at the audience and blanks out and comes back. But about Dave Chappelle buying a gun in Ohio. It's great.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy's super liberal, I'm sure. Yeah. And you can disagree with that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. But nonetheless, you got to appreciate it for what it is.
It's great. I'm glad. Yeah. This is a very good call. It was like, because I thought about it last night. I said, do you bring it on the air and ask people if they saw it?
Yeah.
And then I thought, what the hell? You know, but it's what we should be doing. And there are people, what I think now, what gives me some hope is there are some performers, although, and there is, and some college university professors whose careers just are destroyed, but they do stand up. I mean, talk radio, you know, if you stand up to the main ingredient now of talk radio, particularly conservative talk radio, is insane.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to, but what's it going to get you? Get you yelled at, so.
Well, it's like you said this morning, the Southwest Airlines.
Not true. It wasn't a true story.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? Yet so many people believe it because it fits their narrative.
Well,
exactly.
There's no evidence Southwest cancellations were caused by workers protesting COVID. But if you listen to talk radio, it is. It was Joe Biden caused the problems. I'm no Joe Biden fan. God, Joe's horrible. But he didn't do that.
Yeah.
But talk radio will make it happen.
That's right. That's right.
We're on a roll. Thank
you. Keep it up, man.
Safe.
All right. Thanks.
303-696-1971. Nadelson on the radio show on Monday, Horowitz yesterday, talking about a pending civil war. Did you see Dave Chappelle? Is the U.S. headed for a civil war? I've never met him. Gino Campana, another Republican hat in the ring to challenge Michael Bennett's with us. George Anthosopoulos, Glenn Beaton's on the show. 303-696-1971. It's hot summer nights have turned into cold evenings now, and it's a perfect time for entertaining, perfect time to update your kitchen inside and out, urban lights, these dinners and gatherings extended long into the night. Dave Nestor's like this, really good guy, and Urban Lights is this stunning place. And I mentioned we got two new things for the family unit, although we did it last in the winter, like in February. And we took the truck, and it was snowing, and took my grandson. We all went and looked at lights, and found two great ones and got the install done. And this is just a way cool place. Inside of your home right now, people talking because you spend more time inside now. No shortage of inspirations. You can walk through all these themed lighting galleries. And they from rustic modern, I like that, French chateau to city loft. But it's a place that's huge. And the people we dealt with were designers or salespeople. But they're, well, how would this look? And I took pictures and brought them in and showed them. And this Dave Nestor man is – so drop in, schedule a free design appointment if you want. Get 40% off all lighting on the weekends. Enjoy and get to know Urban Lights, locally owned and operated 7 days a week. Find them south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi, urbanlightsdenver.com. And tell them I sent you in. Get another 10% off of everything, another 10% off their already guaranteed low prices. Find them just south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi, 7 days a week to Urban Lights, 303-696-1971. Don't forget, if you got your ballot, kill 2B. kill 2B. Don't let it loose. And if it wins, it means it's 62 and sunny. Hang on, 710 KNUS. It is one of those mornings, isn't it? 6:46, 14 before the hour on a Wednesday, the 13th of October, 2021. It's going to be sunny today. It was cold outside coming to work this morning, and then here comes some rain tomorrow, snow, and Maybe snow on Friday. Snow high country's gotten snow and the race to the top. Who will be the first ski area to open? This is interesting from the hate machine. How do you watch the Dave Chappelle thing you're talking about if you can't afford Netflix? That's not my problem. How do I read that book you're talking about if I don't have money to go to the bookstore? It's not my problem.
Yeah, eventually some of the stuff will show up on YouTube.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll eventually be there. But, I mean, yeah. They have to be able to monetize it right now.
Of course.
And that's Netflix. And eventually it'll pop up.
But that's kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, I understand the idea that you can't afford Netflix or it doesn't fit in the budget right
now.
Or it's somewhere else. No, not your problem.
I mean,
not anybody's problem. But it unfortunately means you have to time delay. So it's almost like if you can't afford the cable to see Monday Night Football through ESPN, then you got to wait.
Yeah,
you can catch a replay the next day.
But that's what's happened. And again, I come back to this Colorado ballot measure 2B that's going to be on the Denver ballot. And the broken record, we have to stop this. It has to be killed in the crib. And it's 2B, and someone said 2B or not 2B, San Francisco, which I thought was a great line, which I've now officially stolen. It's sales taxing to fund housing and homeless services. When you read it, it's so open-ended, so how the progressive could interpret this, it has to stop. You got to stop this. And it's 2B on your ballot. Now, if it passes, which conceivably it could, then it is the end of the trail. It's the same thing. Why can't I watch Netflix? It isn't my problem for you to see Netflix. Well, what about this? No, that's not my problem. And we just did an ad for, actually, it's more a public service announcement for STEP. Bob Cote knew when, and I've told this story hundreds of times, when the families would come in, and I would spend a lot of time with Bob back then when Bob was alive, and the families would sit there and they have a meth head son or, you know, a junkie son or he's in jail or whatever the hell. And these parents were really, you know, nice people. No one in the disease of alcoholism and drug addiction, it doesn't care who you are. Anyhow, they would sit there with Bob, and I remember being in Bob's office, and he would lean over that desk, and Bob was an imposing character. He was a big man. And he said, "Do you want to help him?" And they would just, "Yes, so we want to do anything we can. We want to do anything we can." And Bob would lean back in his chair and say, "Then don't help him. You want to help him? Yes, don't help him." And that's called tough loving. And any of you that have been through it with family members or yourself, you know what tough love is. So you don't give anybody supportive services while they got a needle in their arm. You don't give somebody a house when they got a needle in their arm. You don't give somebody shelter beds when they got a needle in their arm. You don't let them access as an underserved population with a needle in their arm. You don't provide better health and housing outcomes with a needle in your arm. You don't have 24-hour shelter and drop-in day services with a needle in your arm. You don't offer coronavirus prevention, mental health care, substance treatment, housing, and employment counseling as long as there's a needle in your arm. Also, other services, more housing referrals with a needle in your arm. With other services to people living on the streets with a needle in their arm or in cars with a needle in their arm to help them exit homelessness with a needle in their arm. Now, Cote knew this. Work works. Sobriety. And it was a three-legged stool with Bob. You had to do boom, boom, and boom, and you could stay in step 13, and that's now, you know, the precursor to step Denver. And you could reclaim your life, and you could get sober, and you could have a job, and then you could eventually move into your own place, and then you could get a car and get on the voter rolls and own a home. And it is amazing to watch it. It is amazing. I watch this. Sometimes, Peter, you're your own worst enemy. And could explain that, perhaps, by saying this being your own worst enemy? Yeah, probably. To the lib heart, yes. But what I'm trying to explain to you is these people are smoking cigarettes, and they have emphysema, they have onset tuberculosis, they're pending cancer and heart disease, and the city of Denver says, "Hey, let me give you a cigarette. Oh, let me light that for you. You want a pack? You want a carton?" And that's what this does. Building housing, expanding rent. Look, listen how this reads. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Building housing and expanding rental assistance are providing supportive services that are so open-ended and so easily interpretive into, you know, how about a car? How about three hots and a, how about all of these things? You should have these things. I deserve these things. All right, James, we got about 2 minutes. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, quickly. So about the Dave Chappelle thing, that was awesome. And I tell you, he rubbed everybody the wrong way. Yep. And that's what we need to get back to in America.
I agree.
People need to kind of laugh at themselves. Second of all, I had talked to Stefan, a couple weeks ago about the shutting the park down. And then I kind of had a plan based on step 13, and I sent it to the governor, and I CC'd Stefan on this, and I got a response back, about 4 or 5 days ago with basically enabling these people to stay in the situations they are.
Okay, who's the governor? The governor sent you that?
Polis, sent me his people.
Oh, he's a
responded
real, yeah.
Yeah. with this BS email.
Sure.
And I CC'd Stefan on it. So check this out. I have a family member, a young lady, I won't mention who she is, and I called a friend of mine, the head of detectives in a certain county.
Real quick because of time.
So I said, hey, she's using fentanyl and heroin, and she's pregnant. He said, what can I do? He said, nothing. The legislature changed the law.
Bingo, you answered the question.
Believe this?
Well, of course. Listen, this is why 2B has to be defeated. I'm sorry on the call, James. I got to cut it. On the other side, Gino Campana running for Bennett's seat. Stay here.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.